Good morning, everyone. Right on schedule yesterday, Barack Obama stepped to the podium and outlined a stern response to GM and Chrysler's plans to restructure. More restructuring is necessary, says the president, and GM has 60 days to do it, while Chrysler has only 30 days to make a deal with Italian automaker Fiat. So Rick Wagoner, the government no longer has him as CEO of General Motors to push around anymore, but it looks like the UAW, the United Auto Workers Union, is on deck. And the question is, how many more sacrifices will be asked of workers on the line? Workers all over the United States in the auto industry are mulling over the details of the Barack Obama speech and what's likely to shake out over the next few weeks. Joining us now is our friend Will Markham, a UAW worker in Pontiac. Will, thanks for being with us.
Well, thank you.
And Terry Harden joins us. He's been a UAW worker for 31 and a half years. He's at GM's Assembly Center in Pontiac along with Will. Terry, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, John. It's good to be with you.
So I'm going to play something which I'm sure you heard yesterday from Barack Obama speaking directly to auto workers such as yourselves. And then just let me know how you felt when you heard the president say this.
Many of you have been going through tough times for longer than you care to remember. And I won't pretend that the tough times are over. I can't promise you there isn't more difficulty to come. But what I can promise you is this. I will fight for you. You're the reason I'm here today. I got my start fighting for working families in the shadows of a shuttered steel plant. I wake up every single day asking myself, what can I do to give you and working people all across this country a fair shot at the American dream?
So, Will and Terry, I'll begin with you. You know, it's all about a confidence in this economy. Did the president give you confidence yesterday?
Well, I wouldn't say he gave me quite confidence, although I'm more than happy to, you know, that he says he's going to step in and give us some assistance. I'm just kind of concerned about what conditions are going to be, you know, have to be met for that assistance.
As a worker in the plant, do you feel vulnerable at this point that the restructuring could go on and that you're not going to have much of a say in how things look 60 days from now?
Oh, you're absolutely correct. With 31 and a half years seniority, I feel that I really have no more sense of security than when I started over 30 years ago. I mean, it's pretty scary.
And Will, how about you?
Oh, I feel the same way. I'm sitting with 25-year seniority, you know what I mean, with no options whatsoever. We've been pretty much in the dark throughout this whole process, and I can honestly say today we're just as confused about what's going on when you and I first started talking back in November.
Has the union leadership been in touch with you, emailing, giving you a sense of where we go from here? Either one of you, Will?
Well, I've seen some information, and, you know, we know about where we're being planned. Of course, you know, we can't negotiate in the public. You know, it's against the NLRB. So, but we do know that we have quite a bit on the table already that I don't think most people know about, and it's just scary how much further they want us to go.
Now, Terry, this morning, you know, it occurred to me, do you wish you were working over at Ford this morning?
You know, I've been pretty fortunate in my career at GM, but, you know, to be totally honest with you, I have had thoughts where, you know what, maybe it wouldn't be so bad to be with Ford because they're certainly seem to be in a better position than us, stating that they're not going to take any government loans because then they don't have to, you know, they don't have to answer and I guess, you know, dance to their beat.
Now, Terry and Will, what are they doing over there that's different? I mean, you talk to UAW workers that are on the line at Ford plants around the country. Terry, you first.
You know, it's really hard to say. You know, I don't know. Maybe their leadership might be, you know, a little better. I mean, I just have some concerns with our leadership. You know, their compensation packages of Mr. Wagner. You know, he's looking at $20 million retirement, and we're looking at a possible quick rinse bankruptcy, which would cut our retirement in half. I mean, I don't know that people really understand that, you know, that he's going to be fine, and we're over here, you know, we're struggling.
No, I think a lot of people do understand that, but, you know, you reiterate, you state it very, very well. You know, one of the things that Barack Obama presented yesterday, I want you to react to, Will, is the idea that maybe using the tax code, we can re-stimulate demand for GM and Chrysler cars. Listen to this.
The IRS is launching a campaign to alert consumers of a new tax benefit for auto purchases made between February 16th and the end of this year. If you buy a car anytime this year, you may be able to deduct the cost of any sales and excise taxes. And this provision could save families hundreds of dollars and lead to as many as 100,000 new car sales.
Does that give you hope, Will?
Well, I think that's a wonderful thing, but I also believe that's, once again, ignoring exactly what put us here, and that is the loan industry going to be able to give loans? I mean, it's fine to say someone can buy a car and get a tax break, but they would have to come up with the money out of their pocket. It's the loans that got us in trouble. You know,
right.
We've got the products, but if a person cannot go out and buy cash money for a vehicle, then we're right back in the same boat. And there's where the problem is getting people loans to be able to buy these vehicles. That's what tore our market up.
Well, two great takeaways from both of you, straight from the line there in Pontiac. Terry saying that the pensions of the workers, even with 31 and a half years experience, are on the line if GM goes into bankruptcy. And as Will just said, it's the credit markets unfreezing that's going to help this market, nothing else. Will and Terry, a new slogan for the car industry if it gets reconstituted under this plan from Barack Obama? Will?
Well, my slogan, which has been for a lot of years, I don't know if it's new, but we've always teased about General Motors building tomorrow's vehicles with yesterday's tools. So that's pretty much the way we do it.
Ouch. Terry Harden, what's your slogan?
Well, mine would be that, you know, don't give up on us. We're going to survive. Just don't give up on us.
Nice. Terry Harden, UAW worker for 31 and a half years from the GM Assembly Center in Pontiac, Michigan. Along with Will Markham, also a UAW worker and our friend here at The Takeaway. Thanks to both of you.
Yeah. Thank you
for having us.
Great talking to you again.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.